This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Buckle in.
Pig.
Here it comes.
Yeah.
This is the one.
This is the one.
You don't want to miss it.
We cover a lot of stuff.
And we also don't cover a lot of stuff.
We don't at all.
We cover a lot of stuff that has nothing to do.
No. And stuff that probably should not be talked about.
Should never be said.
Should not have been talked about, but but we did.
Yeah. Well, mainly you. And you couldn't stop.
No, I couldn't. And then you realize how ridiculous it is. Mm-hmm. But you still can't stop it.
Yeah, you couldn't stop.
No, but I'm hoping that Thomas has cut it out.
No, he won't. Okay. But again, always a big welcome to the new listeners. If this is your first time hearing this show.
Oh, boy. Maybe you should start with a different one.
Or not. This is a pretty good representation.
That's true. It's not like we have some where we really were serious and covered the documentary.
No.
Okay. Ladies and jerks, welcome to The Curse of Von Dutch, A Brand to Die For.
It all started when Tig and Cheryl met in the mid-2000s.
Hey, nice to meet you, Tig. I'm Cheryl Hines.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm Tig Notaro. Should we do a podcast about documentaries?
Yes.
A podcast about documentaries?
Is this microphone on?
Five furious frogs fiddling faintly. Furious frogs fiddling faintly. Five furious frogs fiddling faintly.
I am the first ever podcast. And Tig and Cheryl are following in the sound of my footsteps.
Let's get started.
I'm so ready.
Tig and Cheryl.
True story. Hey, Tig, hey.
Hey, Cheryl Hines, hey.
Oh, first and last.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Well, I mean, you know, I got Portland tonight, I got Oakland, and then Sacramento, and then I'm home for 10 days.
That'll be so nice.
Yeah, it's been a good tour.
Yeah.
But it's a grind.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a grind.
Yes, it is a grind. Halfway to 100, it's a grind.
Oh, my God. What, I mean, you're not doing 100 shows.
No, I'm talking about age.
Oh, just like, I see.
I'm halfway to 100. And
you know what I heard the other day?
Mm-hmm.
Not that what you were saying wasn't interesting.
Voices?
Beside the voices. Somebody said that, I'm going to get it wrong, okay?
Okay. So just of course. I mean, how would you know?
That in the future, people will live
flying cars.
People will live to be over 200 years old. And some of those people have already been born. Is that crazy?
Yeah. Oh, I see how this ties in, because I said I'm halfway to 100.
Yeah. So what if you're not? What if you're one of the ones that's going to live to 200?
I mean, would you want that?
I don't know.
Well, you've already said on a podcast that you'd be fine if you kicked it at like 70 or something.
Yeah. No, I'm okay. I guess it depends on the quality of your life of, you know, age 197.
Well, what if you're having a great life and you're feeling good at 95?
Then what are you saying? Oh, then will I
do? Do you still want me to strangle you?
Or yeah, you can still strangle. I mean, I'm happy to go out on a high note.
Uh-huh.
I mean, why wait till things get really sad and then you're like, nah, I guess I'm done.
Yeah.
I was watching the news one time and
ooh.
Wee. Braggadocious alert. These newscasters, they were killing me because they were doing a story on like the oldest woman in the world who was, I don't know, she was probably like 120 or something.
Sure.
And clearly they were not looking at the image of the woman that they showed because they were like the oldest woman. They cut to her and this woman is like barely, she's not moving. Her mouth is open and she's just kind of like... like a human skeleton, and they cut back to them, and they're like, how does she do it? Wow. What's your secret? It's just like, oh my God. Well,
I can tell you what her secret is. It's the same thing. It's always whiskey and smoking a cigar, eating bacon every day. Mm. Doesn't it seem like people
it does
that
seem like those are the ones that really have a long...
I have ice cream all the time. All day long I eat ice cream. And
with bacon on it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's time to switch it up.
Well, how are you doing, Cheryl?
You know what? I'm good. One day at a time. We're taking it one day at a time. Mm-hmm. I have to say that I love our listeners.
Yeah.
I mean, I love our Snorkels a lot. And,
they're a solid crew.
They are a solid crew. And so I feel the love from them, and I really, really, really appreciate it.
Yeah. I was pretty blown away. I mean, I wasn't like completely shocked, but I was like, they're a solid crew.
They're a solid crew.
Yeah.
So thank you to the people that, you know, get it and understand and that reached out on social media and on Instagram. They were so nice.
Yeah.
I'm not going to start in tears and I'm not going to end in tears today.
Okay.
But thank you. To everybody, to you and Thomas and Gabrielle.
Meatball. Well, and thank you for, you know, just being open and connecting.
Well, well, thank you, Tig. That being said, we really have a job to do today.
Yeah, we're our own bosses. Can you imagine if we had
a boss?
Yeah,
that was like in the other room listening, going, "You guys are crunching 5 minutes into it, and you haven't even mentioned, the name of the documentary that you're even talking about a documentary."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we that person would not be thrilled with us. I think
no, we shouldn't get a boss. Thomas and Gabi are the closest to bosses
we
have.
They keep an eye on us.
Yeah. 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 They make sure we don't wander out into traffic and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or if we do, they kind of wrangle us back out. Yeah.
Cat wranglers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today we are talking about a documentary called... I wasn't either. Saying the name of it is really getting me. Because you know why?
Okay, let's
hear it. It sounds so dramatic and like, oh, holy shitballs.
Yeah.
This is going to be a nail-biter.
Yeah.
Today we're talking about The Curse of Von Dutch, a brand to die for. Mm-hmm. And it's a three-part 2021 docuseries directed by Andrew Renzi. It chronicles the rise and fall of the Von Dutch clothing brand, which has its roots in Southern California's surf culture, but exploded into celebrity-driven phenomenon in the 2000s. The Curse of Von Dutch is available to watch on Hulu.
Well, what did you think the movie, the documentary was going to be?
Well, I really didn't know, which I was excited about, that I didn't really know anything about it. I
didn't either.
When they showed the trucker hats that say Von Dutch on it, I thought, oh, yeah, I remember seeing those around. That's interesting. Okay, there's a big story behind this. Okay.
You didn't wear trucker hats?
I wish I had one and I was wearing it right now. That would have been so... Mm-hmm. I can't think ahead like that. Have you ever worn a... Do you wear trucker hats? Oh, shit. She's grabbing something. She's grabbing...
It's not a trucker hat. It's just a baseball hat.
Well, what is the difference in a trucker hat and a baseball hat?
I truly don't know.
There's
I got a baseball hat just for, gross travel days.
Uh-huh.
I
guess a trucker hat... are they bigger? Are they flatter?
There's no way to know.
The bill is
and
flat.
Also, who cares?
Well, so listen, there might be somebody that tuned into this because they're like, oh, I love Von Dutch and I can't wait to hear all about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that person might know and care.
I think that feels like our target demographic.
Okay, so yeah, so I didn't know anything about it. And then at the beginning of the documentary, I was like, ooh, I am buckling in.
Well, it's a three-parter.
It's a three-parter, and this is like murder, mystery. There's a curse, which, by the way, I think they used the word curse a little loosely.
Yeah.
Did you feel like?
Mm-hmm.
I kept waiting for the, what's the curse?
I feel like you spilled the beans when said murder.
Oh. Well.
Well, when we did the murder on whatever beach.
I got mad at you and you were
like. You got mad when I
mentioned. The word murder is in the title.
Yeah. When I mentioned that somebody was murdered, you got really upset with me. And then I had to point out that it is in fact in the title, and I feel like you just did that.
Well, honestly, I don't think I've spilled any beans because I couldn't even tell you if somebody did get murdered because it's been I'm gonna have to review the notes because I, you know, I
somebody did get murdered.
Okay, now we did spill beans.
Oh,
all right, let's just tell them broad strokes.
Yeah.
Okay, so Von Dutch, this is a brand that it was popular. It was like big baggy pants with, they had patches that said Von. It's cute. I don't think they'd want to be described as cute. But, their little graphic thing is cute.
It's kind of like in the style of a gas station attendant.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Yeah.
So it starts out with, you know, who really created Von Dutch?
Mm-hmm. First of all, the guy, I can't remember his name, who chose to do his entire interview lying in bed.
Well, that was Ed Boswell. Yeah.
I couldn't understand.
because at the beginning of the film, they were like, okay, who started Von Dutch? And he's like, just wait a second. And he gets in bed and he's like, oh, okay, let's continue. Whereas most people, it would be the other way around. Like, you were taking a nap and somebody came and said, can I talk to you about this? And you're like,
yeah,
oh, give
let
me a second.
Get out of bed.
Let me get out of bed. He's like, let me get comfortable and curl up.
And he got in bed and did his entire interview from his bed.
Yeah, Ed Boswell. So Ed Boswell says that he was the creator of the Von Dutch clothing brand.
Yeah.
However, Von Dutch was the pseudonym of a famous artist named Kenneth Howard, who was a hot rod legend from L.A. And he was born in 1929, and he was as cool as it gets and created surreal, morbid art.
Yeah.
His philosophy was nobody owns anything and nobody's got an original thought and everybody should be able to take everybody's ideas and do whatever they want with them.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy, Ed Boswell, saw this artwork and thought, that's cool. I'm going to make a patch. I'm going to make patches with this on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he started doing that and people were excited. And then they asked another guy who created it and he said that he did. And one of those guys was equally as fascinating in an interview was Mike Cassell. Because... Was it my imagination or did he like start doing crack?
During
his interview.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never done it before.
I think it's crack.
Right? It had like a tinfoil.
I always get crack and meth confused.
Right.
Because don't you smoke meth also? There's no way to know. But he was smoking something that seemed.
I think, it was probably crack. Well, right. Because there was tinfoil involved. And then a lighter that you light something, and then I guess it bubbles?
I truly don't know. I've only smoked even pot like 10 times in my life.
Yeah.
Have you smoked much pot?
No, not much at all.
Uh-huh.
Because I can't talk when I'm high.
Yeah.
I just like sit in the corner like, ugh, I wish.
We should do an episode where we're both high.
two of us just staring at each other.
Laughing. And only mispronouncing things.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine it.
But I think he has arthritis, right? And I think the reason maybe he's smoking that is...
I mean, I've never heard of a doctor prescribing crack.
Well, I don't know that a doctor was saying.
But he felt fine doing it in front of people.
Yeah.
Oh. Thomas just said he thought maybe he was smoking his pain meds. Wow. Is that a way to do it?
I have no... we can speculate for an hour.
I mean, is that a thing? Do people... Like if you were on, what is a pain med? Oxycodone.
Tylenol. Smoking Tylenol. Anacin. Remember Anacin?
Anacin. Do they even make that anymore?
I feel like only.
I don't think so.
You know what? Probably Meemaw.
Meemaw has some in her cupboard.
Yeah, for sure. That's from like 1978. Expired Anacin. When did that stop being used?
I don't know. No way to go, Tig.
Yeah, but didn't you forget about it?
Totally.
I think about it from time to time.
You really do. Oh, my God. Are we supposed to take a break?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Why don't we, before we get into Mike Cassell.
Okay, just know that he's smoking something with a crack pipe. That's fair to say.
That may or may not be crack.
And that's just the beginning of the documentary, and we haven't.
And there's no way to know. So we'll give everyone a break and we'll be right back after these messages. Do we ever say that on this show?
We can start.
Okay.
I don't think people like to hear that. I don't think anybody likes to hear that.
Okay, then we'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back.
We're back. So just to let you know who Mike Cassell was. Okay, he's saying that he is the one who invented Von Dutch. And he's a very sort of colorful character.
Mm-hmm.
I like that he said it a few times. He said, the golden ring lies just out of reach, as they say. I'm like, is that a saying?
Well.
The golden ring lies just out of reach.
Probably on like The Hobbit or something. You know, whenever he would say that, I would think of like Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit. Oh, or
I like that you think he was quoting Lord of the Rings.
Look, I don't know. I haven't heard that, but when he did say it, I was like, okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't like it. It just sounds so hopeless. The golden ring lies just out of reach.
Well, I mean, it applies in some cases. I mean, I don't feel like the golden ring is
everybody can grab it, or that would be ridiculous. We'd all.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Mike Cassell, he was a surfer.
And he has the dog. And to be honest, that dog looked like it was so tired of hearing these stories of Von Dutch. The dog was lying on the couch next to him and just like
yeah, boy.
Truly. Again. Yeah, like sleeping. And then he'd wake up and look at Mike and then he'd be like, oh my God. And then go lie down again.
So Mike started this clothing brand called the Bronze Age. And and he had this skeleton fish logo. And he was kind of he hung out and did super sketchy things. And he hung out with super sketchy people. And he says that while he's smoking crack.
Yeah.
So when we first meet him, he says that he was FAB. Uh-huh. Had you ever heard of FAB before?
Of course not.
And I was like, what is FAB?
Have you? No.
No. And he said it stands for fucked at birth, which is fucked at birth. It took me a second to really understand.
I guess that means that truly the golden ring is always just out of reach.
So he was FAB. And
that's very much the opposite of fab, you know, because some people are fab and then there's FAB. Yeah, there's fab and then there's FAB.
Yeah, I don't know that he thought that through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then there's another guy who says he started Von Dutch, and his name is Bobby Vaughn. Mm-hmm. And he describes himself as Forrest Gump on crack. Well, there's a lot of crack talk.
Yeah.
And he was born to Japanese-Mexican parents and was adopted by the Vaughns, a white family. So he always felt didn't really fit in. He definitely looked different, and I think that gave him anxiety. But Bobby really loved this Bronze Age brand. Mm-hmm. So Bobby was also a surfer. So all three of these guys, during the whole film.
Can I just interrupt and say, neither of us care about this. We're struggling to care about this story.
It's a lot of trucker hat talk
and like flinging gangster arms when they're, you know, like the Bobby guy is just flinging his arms around and like talking big talk. And
they talk about this business, yet not one of them made one good business decision.
Life decision.
No.
The only thing I cared about the whole time was like, is Bobby's kid okay?
I know.
Is Bobby's kid okay? I kept wanting an update about Bobby's kid because I didn't feel attached to anybody in this documentary.
Well,
nobody. You did?
No,
I'm sorry.
There's one guy. Okay. There was one guy.
It's not that I hope anything bad for anyone.
Of course not. It felt like these three loved sort of swimming around in this space of, I created it. Nuh-uh, I did. Nuh-uh, I did.
You screwed me over. I'm FAB. Yeah.
And then it also gets kind of strange because at some point at the beginning of all this, they didn't even have their own clothing line. They were just putting patches on Dickies.
Dickies.
The Dickies brand pants. There was a lot of talk of 20% of the company for $10,000. I'm going to run the other branch of it. And you're thinking, I don't think there are two branches. I mean, I don't know what exactly.
I'm crunching numbers at home. There's barely a branch. I mean, obviously, it was very successful.
Well, it became successful because, oh, my God. This, hold on. A dog just came into my, she's insane.
Oh.
Ow. I have to put a chair up against the door. What were we saying?
I just have to tell you really fast. Stephanie and I do this character where we act like this irritated husband that goes, oh, Linda, the cat's in here. Linda, the cat's in my office.
And that's really who I am now. I'm like, oh my God, the dog. Anyway, at some point, this guy, Tani Sorensen, who is a Danish taekwondo champion.
Yes.
He gets on board because he sees Tommy Lee Jones. Mm-hmm. Remember Tommy Lee Jones, and he was married to Pamela Anderson?
No, Tommy Lee, not Tommy, Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee Motley Crue.
What's his last name?
Just Tommy Lee. It
says Tommy Lee Jones.
I mean, is his last name
Jones? I
don't know.
I'm looking at it, and it says
There's
Jones.
No way to know. There's no way. I mean, our outlines have been wrong before.
Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee Jones is an actor. Yeah, Pamela Anderson was not married to Tommy Lee Jones.
Wait. I need to know
Tommy
what Tommy Lee Jones looks like. Tommy Lee's, Lee, he's got a...
Is Tommy Lee's last name?
Oh my God.
Tommy Lee Bass.
Oh, also would not know.
No.
So Tommy Lee Jones, right, he's the actor that's like always, he's always angry in films, right?
Look, I just know he's not
the guy that
in
was
Motley Crue. He was not in a sex tape. Who did our outline?
I don't know. Thomas did. Thomas, you have really humiliated me in front of tens of
Thomas,
people.
What do you mean you thought it was the same person? Are you kidding me? How is it? How is it that I know, and I don't watch stuff? How is it that I know that Tommy Lee Jones is an actor and Tommy Lee is the drummer of Motley Crue, who was married to Pamela Anderson?
I mean, by the way, it was a good call because I would have just kept talking about it and people would think that, you know, that was, yeah, this guy.
Wait, let's see.
this is Tommy Lee Jones.
That's the drummer of Motley Crue.
So Tommy Lee Jones.
Who did a sex tape on a yacht with Pamela. Okay, and you know there's a new Hulu show called Pam and Tommy.
I know. I wish we could talk about that one, but it's not really done.
Well, we can. Who cares? We don't have a boss.
Have you watched it?
No, but my friend Lake Bell directed a bunch of episodes.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to watch it. Yeah.
Listen how excited we are to do this episode now. But what if you tuned in? And Pam and Tommy, or whatever the title of that was, Lee Jones.
You were expecting Tommy Lee Jones and Pamela Anderson swimming around on a yacht. Yeah, so Tommy Lee Jones has been in, like, Men in Black.
Like, what if nobody corrected the outline of that series, and they did it about Tommy Lee Jones and Pamela Anderson?
And what a hot and heated relationship they had.
I mean, you know who Tommy Lee is, right?
Yeah,
he's got sleeves of tattoos.
Oh, now you're talking about that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, with sleeves. The long hair. Yes.
Yeah, well, no, he has short hair now. He's had short hair for decades.
Well, in my mind, it's still long.
Okay, well, you were on the early Motley Crue. We need to take a break.
Oh, I can't take a break. We haven't done any.
I also cannot believe we almost moved past Tommy Lee Jones and didn't correct that. And Thomas doesn't make mistakes. And that's an egregious mistake.
And by the way, Thomas doesn't seem to
care.
He
didn't care.
He was going to
the closest to a boss we have. He doesn't even care. We're just looking at him laugh with his hands in the air. Like he just don't care.
Okay, we'll take a break. Listen, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back very focused.
Yeah, right.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're back.
We're back. Okay.
Watch Pam and Tommy on Hulu.
Blah, blah, blah. And Von Dutch on Cribs. Remember that? Remember the show Cribs?
Yes. There was a friend of mine that made, I think either made this or thought it'd be funny to make a show called Comedian Cribs.
Oh.
And it's just like, studio apartments. Yeah, that they share with two other comedians.
It's like a bag of crash, open Doritos.
Yeah, a crash pad between while everyone's on tour and the refrigerator just has a tub of margarine and beer.
Okay, so this guy, Tawny Sorensen.
Tawny Lee Jones.
T-O-N-N-Y. Not Tony, uh-huh. But although people call him Tony. So yeah. This, and he's this tall, blonde, mm-hmm. Danish guy. Yeah. Who can do a split.
Yeah.
He does the middle split a lot.
Right.
Which I find, I don't want to be judgmental, but.
Yes.
It just looks so painful for a man to do a split.
How is that judgmental?
No.
Do you know what judgmental means?
Maybe I don't.
Well, it's like if you saw an old lady lifting something heavy and you're like, listen, I don't mean to be judgmental. But would you like me to help you with that? I mean, I guess that would be judgmental because you're judging
that their, I think that she can't do it.
That she's a weak ass granny.
Well, I'm saying it makes me uncomfortable to watch him do it.
Mm. Why?
Do you really want me to say?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's gotta tear his balls. Does that not seem like a ball tearer?
I don't know. I mean, that's your expertise.
I guess my question.
You're Cheryl Ball Terror Hines.
My question is, what happens to a man's balls when they do a split?
There's no way to know.
I mean, they're connected. Are they not connected?
I don't know. I'm a high school dropout.
In my mind, yeah. In my mind, and I could be wrong. Like the
probably are
the what's the right word to call them? Not a screw, a scrot sack, scrotum, scrotum. But then are there two? If there are two, are they called? Is the word scrotum plural? Oh no.
Oh, scrotums. No. Careful, you don't want to tear your scrotums.
Okay. 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 So you hate. Okay, so let's say scrotum is plural. I think it could be singular or plural. Oh my God. I'm just saying if. So if a man does a split.
It doesn't mean you're splitting.
Clearly, you're not splitting your scrot sacks.
Wait, I don't think it's sacks. How are you so unfamiliar?
You think
it's,
I would be it,
it's singular.
What?
Let's not bring Thomas into this.
I know, Thomas. I'm sure he would love to tell us. I mean,
Look, he's doing There's No Way to Know.
Okay,
look.
Here's what I think happens.
Uh-huh. Okay.
When a man does a split. When a man does a split. I'm assuming that.
Hello, first-time listeners. Welcome, first-time listeners.
I'm assuming that all the I don't know, is
stuff.
Stuff just sits in the middle. Is that what you're getting? Because at first thought, it feels like it splits, but of course they don't. I
don't know. Thomas is nodding yes.
They split up?
No, he's saying they go in the middle.
They just sit in the middle.
Poor Thomas.
Okay.
Thomas, can you do the splits? No.
No, do you know one man that can?
I'm sure we have a huge listenership that is men that can do splits. Please.
I hope this gets edited out because it's gone on too long and it sounds like I should know. It sounds like everybody else knows this.
What do you mean it sounds like? It's just me, you, and we're talking, and Thomas is just listening in. What do you mean it sounds like everyone knows?
Well, now
what are you basing that on?
Now that I'm talking it through and I can hear myself,
yeah,
it's like, of course, their balls don't split up.
One, my God, one, so they funny. Each go shooting down the each leg to the foot.
I hope no one, I hope no one's listening.
Hello, new listeners. Please subscribe now.
Okay, listen, this guy, Tawny. Uh-huh. Okay, he's very flexible.
Like, Tawny Lee.
I hope it starts with this. He's very flexible.
Tawny Lee.
No, do not confuse people. So he has a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And he contacted these guys, Bobby and Mike Cassell. It's weird about the Ed Boswell of it all because...
The guy in the bed?
The guy in the bed with the patches. Because he kind of... You don't really hear much about him during the thing. Mm-mm. Okay.
Well, maybe the director was just like, if you can't get out of bed...
Yeah.
You know?
At least, what's his name, got to the couch and smoked crack.
Yeah.
And that was the least you could do. Okay, so Tawny gets involved... Mm-hmm. And says, I can help this brand become big. So the part that I have trouble with is that Tawny, quote unquote, tricks Bobby into signing a contract, giving over 20% of his company for $10,000. But listen, everybody knows that before you sign a contract, you should really read it. Would you say?
Are we giving legal advice on this show now?
Well, I mean...
Do you read every contract?
No, I don't. I wish I did.
Because I'm just thinking, like...
Nobody wants to read that crap.
Yeah, it's especially those electronic contracts that come through
where
now.
Where it's so easy just to put
Yeah,
your
it's
name
just like,
it.
Click like, here, click here, click fine. Here. It's Done. Like, all right, clickety-clickety-clack.
Did it.
Yeah, take everything.
So, anyway, so blah, 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 and now.
Doodly-doo. One ball goes this way, one ball goes that way. And that's male anatomy.
Then they hired this guy named Christian Adagier to be a designer for Von Dutch. So he's, you know, having a ball. If, so to speak, he does all of these designs. Everybody's loving it. Trucker hats become really popular. Mm-hmm. And Tawny decides that he's going to charge $85 a piece for them. And they're just selling out like crazy. And then they hire this guy named Tracy Mills. That's who I liked.
I don't even remember him. Oh. And I watched this last night.
Tracy Mills, he said that he knew how to talk to aliens. I mean, he called celebrities aliens. So he had,
I remember him. Yeah.
So he was friends with different celebrities, and he's really smart. And he would, you know, invite like Britney Spears and Halle Berry.
Well, he used to work at like an auto shop, right?
Yeah.
And he would meet people that would bring their cars in, and then he would develop these relationships.
Which I thought was impressive, too, because that really says something about him. If he's the type of person that can have a real genuine connection with somebody, you know, enough so that they would trust them, a celebrity would trust them later. And if he said, oh, you should come in and do this, the celebrities did it. I thought that was like, wow, that says a lot. Oh, so Bobby, this is a side note. I don't even know why this was a lot of business about it, but Bobby had a friend named Mark who was wanted for murder because he did time for murder because he actually did murder someone. And
makes sense.
This and that. He was going to kill Bobby. And then Bobby ended up having to kill Mark. So Bobby went to prison.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bobby felt really badly about it. It was his friend, but he was also about to get killed by him. Anyway, let's see. Where are we? Should we start wrapping it up?
Yeah.
But you should know that Paris Hilton is in this.
You know who I was thinking would be in it is my friend Ashton Kutcher, because I feel like he was famous for trucker hats, right? Yeah, I mean, I could have just...
You really could not wait to drop that name. My friend.
Yeah.
My friend,
I've been waiting.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
My dear, dear, my closest friend, Ashton. But this is when Paris Hilton and what's her name?
Oh, Nicole Richie.
Thank you. Had their show, their reality show. And Paris is actually on this documentary saying that they loved the Von Dutch brand and they just wore it on every episode. And that's really like what made it all crazy.
Well, and also Tommy Lee.
Right.
Or Tawny Lee Jones really blew it up because on Cribs, everybody was wearing Von Dutch.
Right. And only because
Bobby
was there partying.
Partying. Being classic Bobby.
Yeah. And then he didn't know. All of a sudden, a camera crew pulls up and Bobby says, everybody put these on.
Yeah.
And everybody did.
Yeah.
So they had, you know, cute girls wearing it. Tommy Lee Cass? What's his last name?
Bass.
Oh, Bass. Tommy Lee Bass was wearing it. Yeah.
Which he's also just Tommy Lee from Motley Crue.
Yeah, Tommy Lee.
I don't want to confuse anyone. I want to make sure that this isn't
you don't
very
think that it's
easily
Tommy
understood episode.
God. Okay. There was also a lawyer. Dale.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Filippo, who was it weird that he would just be playing the piano? I mean,
you had to do something to fill up the time.
You're just watching this, going, "What?"
There's three episodes of this. Here's the thing: is I feel like it's popular right now to make a docuseries.
Yeah,
but I think it needs to be really examined and considered. Do we really need three episodes?
Right. We could have told the story, I feel.
I mean, we told it very clearly in 1 hour, okay? I'm sorry that these three guys have a misunderstanding and an argument over the company.
Yes.
And that maybe there's drugs and murder and all sorts of things.
But right, to call it a curse of Von Dutch. There's no curse involved, in my opinion. It's just...
Well, do you believe in curses?
Do I believe in curses? Well, that does make it sound like a witch over a cauldron. Like,
well, it just feels like if you're going to say there wasn't a curse
then it seems like I do believe in curses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to say...
A little.
You know, sometimes there is like, oh, remember when the Brady Bunch went to Hawaii and they had the
boy
puka shells? There was that little the thing was cursed.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that sometimes there may be bad energy connected to an object.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a person.
Yeah, but sure. I think that when there's a lot of stuff going on, you can tend to be like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
This is the curse.
I mean, and the curse was that everybody was doing drugs and threatening to kill each other.
And actually.
And sometimes.
Sometimes
that actually happened. So is that a curse? Yeah. I don't know. It's definitely not a great business plan.
No, it's a terrible business plan.
So, at some point, it emerges that the original Von Dutch, Kenneth Howard, this was also weird. They said that he was a bigot and that he was just
racist.
An awful racist person.
Yeah.
Tawny ended up selling his stake in Von Dutch. Mike is very bitter about how he was treated. Bobby sued Von Dutch and received a settlement. That's interesting. I mean, you do have to give Bobby some credit. If he wasn't partying at Tommy Lee's house when the camera crew showed up,
he would have been partying somewhere else.
And, oh, and Christian Ottigier, I think that's how you say his name, he left Von Dutch and launched Ed Hardy, which is really interesting. I mean, he was very talented, and sadly, he passed away in 2015.
Yeah.
And then it's interesting, too, because it doesn't really wrap up what happened with Ed Boswell, the guy that's in his bed.
Yeah, he probably just went to sleep. Yeah.
It's just, listen, these guys didn't get along.
No. Who do you think started the company?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, Ed Boswell, the guy in bed, did have a lot to do with it. He thought the artwork was cool. But then
they probably all had something to do.
They all had something to do with it.
Yeah.
And then Tawny seemed to have a lot of good business sense.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Tawny, in this documentary, Tawny is speaking. He's being interviewed. I mean, it was hard to know exactly where he was, but clearly like an indoor parking garage with lots of amazing motorcycles.
Cars and motorcycles.
Yeah, like
and,
on the wall.
Yeah. There's cash. He's successful.
Yeah, he's successful.
And, I mean, he can do the splits.
Please. I really hope that part gets cut out. I really do. All right, Tig, do you have any questions about any of that?
I don't have a single question. I do not have a single question.
Were you expecting something else when you started watching this?
I feel like I heard that, oh, this isn't what you think it's going to be.
Which I always I find intriguing.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, yeah. Because I didn't think I would be necessarily drawn to this
Von Dutch,
you know,
trucker
story behind this type of
right
clothing line. But that's the fun of a documentary, is it? You can think, well, I don't care about this thing. And then the people or the story is so interesting.
Right.
And you're like, wow, you got to see this.
Right, right.
And then with this story, I truly was just like, of course, it's sad that somebody lost their life and there was drug abuse and that there was any sort of financial loss.
Right.
But I just didn't care. I just didn't care about
any of them.
I just was like,
they just, it was a bit, yeah.
I really cared about Bobby's child.
I know. So we never really talked about it much, but he ended up marrying this woman who, and she clearly had a drug problem. And at some point she left and left Bobby with his
kid
to,
and then he raised the kid with a bunch of friends that were
not
doing.
And it was sweet. I mean, he was trying. He did his best, I think.
Yeah. And I guess that's where I'm like, go off in that direction. But I guess maybe the kid's too young or didn't want to be a part of this.
No,
but
I'm glad the kid wasn't on the camera.
But that's what I found
interesting.
That's what I kept thinking about.
Especially
was like,
since Bobby's the one that ended up, you know, filing a lawsuit and really making good decisions and, and like, I was going to say above water. That's not a saying. Above, is there a saying? Like, if you're doing it, you're not doing it on the down low, you're doing it
above water.
You're doing it, he was doing it above water through the legal system.
Yeah.
So that was good. And I'm glad he did that. And hopefully, you know, he has a nice life with this child.
Yes.
Okay. Are you ready for some final thoughts?
Yes, please.
It's time for Happily Ever After Thoughts, where we give our final thoughts on this week's documentary. Did you cry?
I did not.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Did you?
No. Who were you attracted to?
Well, you know, I have to say it was surprising how cool looking and attractive Bobby was when he was younger.
Yeah.
As well as, who was it in the wheelchair?
Mike.
Yeah, he was attractive as well. And then
Tawny.
Bobby's wife.
Yeah.
You said Tawny?
Yeah, I mean, Tawny's really cute. I mean, he's really handsome.
I guess.
Until I saw him, was he wearing like a leotard?
Yeah.
I couldn't, that was a game changer for me, and I couldn't see him any other way after that.
Yeah.
But he's a handsome man.
Sure. He didn't stick out to me.
Oh, really? Okay.
Sorry. Whoa.
Well, he's like the, you know, epitome of attractive. Wait, listen, to each his own.
I mean, we have, different taste, I guess.
So, okay, so who were you attracted to?
I would say somewhere between Bobby and his, Bobby when he was younger and his wife. I would say between those two.
Okay, then I will say Tawny before I saw him in the tight onesie.
I guess I'll say Bobby's wife.
Okay, that's fair.
Because I don't think I could deal with Bobby's arms always flinging around while he's talking.
Bobby has a lot of flinging energy. Okay, so that's it for this week's episode.
That is it.
We really made it all did very it. Clear. Next mm-hmm. week, we'll be talking about Joan Rivers, A Piece of Work, which you can watch on Amazon, Apple TV, or YouTube. Before we go, would you like to hear some true fan mail?
Sure.
Okay, this is from Emma M. Hey, Emma M.
Hey, Emma M.
Hey. I don't know if this matters to anyone else, but I love that you say, let's do this again at the end of the episode. I'm 24 and my life is very unpredictable. When all else fails, I know there will be another Tig and Cheryl true story on Monday, and that's so nourishing.
That's so nice.
Oh, no. I'm getting emotional. Oh, God.
Are you?
Yes. That's just so sweet to me. Oh, God. I got to find a piece of mail to fan myself again. And then she said, love you, Emma. Oh, that is so nice. Oh, geez. Okay.
Wow, Cheryl. It is very nice. It is. And I get that. It's like, you have that hope for the future.
Yeah. A little hope for the future. And, so, and like something consistent that you're like, oh, mm-hmm. okay, that's good. That'll happen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Emma. It almost sounds like Eminem.
Oh, do you think it's Eminem?
Do you think Eminem wrote in as Emma M to throw us off?
And to tell us that it keeps him going knowing that we'll do this again. And he typed it up with his shirt off.
Listen, we do love reading your messages and your comments, your reviews. Keep letting us know what you think about the docs. Leave us a review, and we might just read your response on the show. Tig, do you have anything to promote?
Well, I'm on tour.
Yes.
And I would love to promote the tour that I'm on.
Okay.
And all right. Well, thanks for being open to this. I'm going to, as you know, Fort Myers, Florida. I'm going to Fort Lauderdale. I'm going to Tampa, Orlando. I'm going to Dallas, San Antonio, Phoenix, New York, Chicago, Madison,
Wisconsin,
Milwaukee.
Oh, this is all very exciting.
Houston. We added Houston.
Okay. Whoa, you added something.
Honolulu.
That sounds nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So everyone should check that out. And I just want to let you know, I just finished shooting The Flight Attendant, second season. And it's going to, I think it airs in, maybe I can't say. I can't break.
Spilling the beans.
I can't break the news. But I will say relatively soon, which I thought was exciting.
Are you pretty excited?
I'm really excited about it.
I can't wait to see it.
It was really, really fun and just like, I don't know, it was amazing. And you know, if you like fun guessing games, you can watch I Can See Your Voice on Fox on Wednesday nights. It's really fun to watch with your family. I watch with Dr. Becky Hines. We FaceTime each other, and she's always like, the mechanic can't sing. I'm like, you don't know that. Just wait. I know it sounds like I'm speaking a different language, but for those of you that watch the show, you'll know exactly what that means.
And speaking of speaking different languages, Star Trek is still streaming this season.
And I haven't told you this yet, but I'm getting ready to go to Puerto Rico for 2 weeks to shoot something, but I can't tell you what. But that's exciting.
Well, congrats. So were you tapped?
Yeah, I was tapped. The industry tapped me.
Congrats on getting tapped.
Thanks. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks. So I'm sure I'll be recording from there at some point.
That's exciting. That's exciting.
All right, guys.
All right. Well, I'm Cheryl.
Tig.
Emma M.
Emma M.
Should we do it again?
Yeah, let's do it again. Tig and Cheryl, True Story is hosted by me, Cheryl Hines, and Tig Notaro. It's produced by Gabby Kovacic and Thomas Willett, audio engineered and edited by Thomas Willett, with music by David Sussin. Special thanks to Patrick McDonald and Stephanie Allen. Follow us on social media for updates and review and rate True Story on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. You can email us at tigandcherylTrueStory@gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.